Ketchikan's cruise ship industry is reporting mixed sales this summer. KRBD's Maria Dudzak spoke to some downtown merchants and tour operators about how sales have been going this season and has this report.
With approximately 140,000 fewer cruise ship passengers predicted for this summer, store owners and tour operators said they were expecting lower sales. Results, however, appear to be mixed for the 2010 season. Some businesses are reporting increases in sales, some say sales are down, and others say sales are comparable to last year. Don Bowman sells flight sing tours for Takwan Air and ground tours for the Alaska Rainforest Sanctuary. Bowman says despite the predictions, bookings have been very successful.
We actually have had an exceptional summer, and I think there's only a couple days that we weren't able to do a tour. And I think overall the tourism industry has done very well this summer.
Bowman says bear tours, zip line adventures, and sanctuary tours have all been full this summer. He says sales are as good as or better than last year. Bowman says flight seeing tours did exceptionally well. He says good weather and marketing strategies helped.
I think obviously the weather was good last year. I think it was even better this year. People came a little better prepared as far as spending money was concerned. The cost of the tours seemed to be a little more reasonable this year because we understood we need to make an adjustment because of the economy.
Bowman says Takwan was able to sell more seats on flight seeing tours by offering discounts to larger groups. Michael Ditton of Alaska Amphibious Tours says the duck tours are also doing well this summer.
We've actually had a wonderful season. We've experienced a bit of an increase off the ships, a bit of an increase off the docks, and a bit of an increase offline. So we've actually had a wonderful season so far.
Ditton says despite lower passenger counts, his company's overall sales increased this year from last year. He says an internet marketing campaign and a stronger presence on the dock may have helped contribute to increased sales. John Holt is owner of Seahorse Ventures, offering horse-drawn trolley tours. Holt says his tour consistently captures 5% of the cruise ship passenger market each season. He says lower passenger counts have affected sales.
It's been difficult. It's down from last year. Any time that we dip below 800,000 in cruise ship passengers, then it's a difficult season for us.
Holt says he anticipated a decrease in sales this year. He says he's operating one less trolley and cut back his workforce. Marvin Oliver, artist and co-owner of Eagle Arts Gallery on Creek Street, says sales in his gallery are up from last year, but most are buying smaller items such as cards and decorative aprons. Oliver says fine art is not selling well, but he is optimistic that things will change.
I think there's much more to fine art than it was a number of years ago. People purchase it because they really, really enjoy that and they have a good feeling for it. And it also reflects Alaska. You know, their trip to Alaska, they want something special on a higher scale, like a print. And I think that's where you see those sales come through. And I think that's going to be encouraging in the future.
Though fewer passengers came to Ketchikan this season, numbers are expected to increase slightly next year. Two Disney Cruise Line ships and the Crystal Symphony will begin sailing the Inside Passage in 2011. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.